بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 40 رأيت العرسات رأيت الخلوة رأيت العزة رأيت الرياض رأيت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. What is the real meaning of Hijrah? The real meaning of migration, is it migration is the real meaning that you are migrating from one city to another, or from one country to another, or from one nationality to another? This is not hijrah in the, it is in the physical meaning, it's a hijrah, leaving one place to another place, but in a scientific meaning today, the whole world become like a global village. You can be anywhere with everywhere. You can be in the moon, on top of a mountain, but in reality you are still connected with every part of the world through technology. You can run your business from a cave even. Or you can run your business from Himalaya mountains through a computer and through a satellite that it connects you everywhere. So dunya became now is so small that people has to expand, and that's why they are trying to reach Mars. They think that they can go to there and live there. Might be that is a real hijrah, migration, because if they go there, they never return back. Hijrah means you leave one place, but you must not go back to it, or else it's not considered hijrah. This whole world is still you are in the world. The real hijrah that spiritual people and what Prophet ﷺ gave to his Sahaba, the real hijrah is his teachings. His teachings are the highest level of understanding of hijrah, of migration. Because Prophet ﷺ gave us the best and perfect principles of hijrah, of migration. And these principles, if we do them or observe them, experience them, and act on them, we will achieve the real hijrah that everyone is longing for. not hijra from earth to Mars, not hijra from earth to moon. This is still a dunya hijra. What Prophet ﷺ gave to us is the hijra, migration from akhlaq al-zamima ila akhlaq al-hamida, from the bad characteristics and desires to the good manners and the best desires to achieve moral values and to achieve, by doing this and following these principles, we achieve ridaullah, Allah's satisfaction or happiness from us. Then they carry you to the real hijra when you achieve these principles and migrating from bad desires and bad characteristics to good characteristics, good manners and best desires. If you will achieve the highest level of moral values, you will achieve the power of spiritual ascension and self-realization of the ego, where it stands and knows its limit. Then they, when you know your limits, then if they will open the eyes of your heart and the vision that you can see with it, you will not pretend like a blind person that, oh, this is mine, but you know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been opened to you because you have achieved that, and you will be rendering everything back to its reality and to its source, which is coming from Allah's divine beautiful names and attributes. At that time, real hijra will open for you highest level of understanding through meditation. Meditation that people are longing for it, and people are trying today to practice it in every possible way, and they might achieve, they might think that they have achieved spiritual ascension through meditation. Wherever they are trying to reach and think that they have achieved, there is still higher and higher, because meditation is something that people, they say, we are meditating. Meditating what? We are trying to connect with energy, with highest level of universal energy, which is the cosmos. We are trying to reach the divine presence. Meditation is not something that you hold. Meditation is something that, like a dua, like a prayer. is through meditation, is in Arabic, muraqabah, meditation, equal to, it's what you are doing in muraqabah, in meditation, is you are requesting something. Means it's talab. You are asking something from someone. So reality meditation has no structure. Meditation has no form. Meditation is universal because everyone is asking something, because everyone is thinking, and meditation is thinking, is a thought, is not more than a thought. Might be you are thinking, a thought come to you to be a businessman, to study engineering, that is a meditation. To study medicine, that is a meditation. To study carpentry, that is a meditation. Or to study philosophy, that is a meditation. Or to study spirituality, that is a meditation. So you are asking, it is an asking request. So it is not something that you have acquired. So when you are asking, means I am asking something to get it. That's it. That's meditation. When you get it, it's not anymore meditation. It's something else. At that time, you own something. So meditation is only a step, one step toward enabling you. When you put that step, it enables you to reach, it's like a ladder. It's the ladder is a ladder. If you take it away, you fall down. But when you put a ladder and go to the roof and take the ladder away, you are on the roof now. You have achieved something. So meditation is a spiritual step that you are stepping, and you are reaching through it something that you will own it later. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tafakkur sa'atin khayrun min ibadati 70 sana." To meditate 1 hour is equal or more, if you will get reward more, or you will achieve, or you will move quickly like a rocket, relatively speaking, to a car. How much is different in speed? Meditation will make you to speed up issues, to reach more higher level of spirituality, and to get reward as if you have worshipped 70 years. See how much Prophet gave importance to meditation. But it's only make you to reach certain level, and you, when you reach that, there is no need that anymore for that kind of meditation. It become something different, which might be today the world might not, you might not like it. But the meaning of that word, you might see it different. You might understand it. Some people today, they might think, oh, what is this word? But this is the reality of the word in Arabic. And Allah said it in Holy Quran. When you meditate and meditate and meditate by leaving bad desires and bad characteristics to good desires and good characteristics, when you decide to leave and you begin to leave, then meditation begin to you as if you are climbing the ladder, it gives you higher and higher position, and you become what Allah said it will be. You will be a symbol of what Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who they have struggled in us, we will be guiding them to our ways and to our means, to our to what they are longing for. So here, jihad, many people speak about jihad al-nafs, struggling, the jihad al-akbar is jihad al-nafs. As Prophet said to the Sahaba, now we are turning back to the from lesser jihad to greater jihad, jihad of the ego. And what Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who struggle in our ways, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, will guide them to our ways. What is Allah's ways? Jihad is by coming against anything that the desire doesn't like. Means you come struggling with your ego. Whatever your ego asks, you are doing differently. So in meditation, you are still happy with what you are doing in meditation, because meditation makes you to feel happy, so the ego is relaxed. That is still not struggle. That's not jihad even. That is still a desire. In the higher level of spirituality, still meditation, muraqabah, is a tricky issue. Because it gives you sweetness. When someone does muraqabah, is happy. See, oh, I'm doing muraqabah. Which is it a necessity, you have to do it. But it gives you, it makes your ego proud. Proud. That you are, oh, I'm doing muraqabah. I'm meditating, I'm achieving. Achievement, when you think of achievement and reward, that is not a pure way or a pure meditation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are still asking something in return. Awliyaullah, they never ask anything in return. Why? Because they understood that Allah created them with His will, brought them in dunya with His will, so whatever they have to do, it's up to His will where He takes them. They are not asking, give us paradise or give us divine presence, then as if they are trading. We give you this, you give us that. That is not acceptable in higher level of spirituality. In higher level of spirituality, you are like a leaf of a tree in fall time, in fall. The wind take it right or left? Left or right? the leaf of that tree doesn't say, oh, why you are throwing me right or throwing me left? Wherever the wind carry, it will move. Like a sailing ship in the ocean. Wherever the wind takes it, takes that ship, it moves. And that's why he said, ما كل ما يتمناه المرء يدركه تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن. Not everything that you think you like to get, you will get. Vessels in the ocean, they sail according to the wind. Means the wind is not in your hand, in Allah's hand. So anything that you expect out of your meditation, that ladder never ends. Means its steps will be still more and more steps. But when you say, oh Allah, I'm coming to you, I'm not asking anything, then that ladder will become shorter. That meditation time becomes less. And you are not asking anything. Whatever you want to do with me, Ya Rabbi, you do. أدين بدين الحب. My religion is the religion of love. That is my religion. My religion is to love you. You send your messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, I follow. Because I love you. It's what you say in your Western term, unconditional love. They say unconditional love, you know, as unconditional love. What's unconditional love?
Like a mother to the child.
Universal love. You see everyone in your eyes equal. Because they are human beings. Allah created them same. You have ears, they have ears. You have eyes, they have eyes. You have mouth, they have mouth. No? They are different. We are not different. We are same. Seven layers. Allah gave us seven focal points that we have to realize and observe. And Allah gave us four important points also, and nine important points. It's 4, 7, and 9. These 4, 7, and 9 will give you the real arithmetic of the body and the real composition of your body. If we keep these 7 points, 4 points, 7 points, and 9 points always clean, then we achieve something. 4 points, the secret of secret, hidden and most hidden. There are four levels in the heart. And these four levels are being given to us, as Prophet said, that as long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I will love him. If I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. I will be his eyes that he can see with. These are 4 points. 2 ears and 2 eyes. You know what he said? I will be his tongue that he can speak with. I will give tongue. 5. And I will be his hand that he can sense with. Means he's sensing sense. And he said, I will be his feet that he can walk with. So these are 7. This will lead you to walking at the end. It begins with ears, eyes, tongue, hand. When you establish all this, what you are hearing, what people cannot hear, and then you are seeing. So when you hear and see, means you will get a guidance. Then you can speak. When you begin to speak and you achieve, then Allah give you a sense, a power in the hand that you can change. You can change power in dunya. You can change whatever you like. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Someone sees something wrong, try to change it with your hand. So, after hearing, seeing, talking, you begin to be able to change by hands. If you sign a paper, it changes everything. When you sign a paper and change everything, that means people will be walking in the Siratul Mustaqim, in guidance. That's why at the end of the hadith he said, وَرُجْبُهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي, and his feet that he walk with. So you'll be able to walk. These 7 points are very important for us for after this. Or secret, hidden and most hidden. The 9 points we are not going to discuss it. It's on the enneagram. It's later we discuss that. But what I like to say is that very important for us is when we have when you want to activate these points in the body in order to achieve higher level of meditation, Allah ordered us as Muslim to make ablution. Why through ablution? Because ablution, the first thing that we are doing is taking water in our hands and washing our hands. How you wash hands in ablution? Anyone know? He's teaching you. Washing and then passing. So you activate, if you look at your hand, on the right hand is similar image of the left hand. You look at the right hand, you see number 18 in Arabic. You look? Mm-hmm. What?
18.
And in the left hand?
81.
So it's 99. 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you begin to activate that divine code that you can enter that. And if you add 1 and 8, what happens? On the right hand, the 18 comes 9. If you add 8 and 1?
9.
9 and 9?
99.
Nine plus nine? 18. 8 plus 1? 9 is equal in numerology, 0. Means you are nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is enough for now, forgive us. Continue on Saturday, inshallah. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.